Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.
Welcome to The Word, Advent Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Today's reflection was written by Maggie Van Dorn. Learning Lessons from Children. A reflection for the first Tuesday of Advent, December 1st, 2020. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Jesus spends much of his ministry upending people's expectations, and this passage from the Gospels is no different. His disciples are rejoicing because Jesus has given them the power to cast out demons in his name. But the powers that Jesus has imparted upon the disciples are not gained through conventional wisdom. He says, Many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. God has inverted the power structures that govern our world and placed true wisdom in the heart of a child. And given that the entire Advent season revolves around the birth of the God-child, we should pause to consider what it is about children that makes them true reflections of God's wisdom. It might be their jammy hands, which adults are always trying to wash clean, but which tell us that kids aren't afraid to get dirty while they play. They're not worried that they've got chocolate on their face, and they certainly don't worry about external appearances. Pride doesn't cling to them. It might be that they ask a million questions. Why is the sky blue? Why do dogs have tails? Why do I have to take a nap? Their souls are possessed by wonder and an insatiable curiosity for all that life brings. Unlike adults who sometimes ask questions to try to trap or impress others, children still have room for wonder. Or it might be that children have the extraordinary gift of faith. They place their trust in their caregivers to feed them, clothe them, and meet their basic needs. And when one of their needs goes unmet, they're not afraid to cry out in protest. Perhaps we should think of a child's tantrum as an honest expression of prayer. Time and time again, Jesus lifts up children as examples of faith. it's worth pondering what little secrets they've got that the rest of us are called to remember. As you pray with today's readings, we encourage you to ask these questions. What are some of the immediate signs of power and wisdom that we mistake for God's power? What do you see in children or those with a childlike spirit that is a reflection of God's wisdom? Where can you make space for faith and wonder today? The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Find written versions of these reflections and other Advent content from America online at americamagazine.org/advent2020. Thank you for praying with us.
Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.